From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. 20-year-old figure skater Brandon Moroz has made history. He's the first skater to land a quadruple Lutz jump in a sanctioned competition. He executed that jump back on September 16th, and yesterday the International Skating Union officially recognized and confirmed it. Brandon Moroz joins me from the World Arena in Colorado Springs. Brandon, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, I was watching that video. We have it up on our website, npr.org. You were skating to Mack the Knife. You make it look so easy. Were you nervous going into that quad?
I was a little bit. I've been doing it in training, and it's obviously relatively new. And so I don't know. There was just the unknown factor in trying it. But I don't know. I've always been a risk taker, so
yeah.
I was glad to try.
Did you know right away that you nailed it?
I did not, actually. Like, it kind of took me off by surprise. I hit it so perfectly, and I was just like, oh, man, I'm up. So...
Here's one thing I'm trying to figure out. Skaters have been landing quadruple jumps in competition going all the way back now to 1988, right? Toe loops and sow cows, but not the quadruple Lutz. Why is it harder?
I'd say it's harder, just different takeoff. I think the quad Lutz demands a little bit more. I've been doing quad toe for 3 years or more, and what makes the Lutz so tricky is that it's a backward takeoff. A lot of the other jumps, you're taking off forward, but the Lutz is taking off from a backward edge, and you're taking off backwards. So the Lutz is definitely a tricky jump, and I think that's why no one's really done it yet, and I'm probably one of the first to break history.
Brandon, there would be people listening to us talk about this who would say, you know, competitive figure skating is too much about jumps right now and not enough about aesthetics. Do you think they have a point?
That is a very good question. I think with skating, there's a lot of controversy about that. I think that it takes two. Skating is about the other stuff and, you know, about maybe the art. But I don't know. I think for guys skating that it is a little more athletic than the women's, because I think people watch, you know, female skaters and they're very, you know, pretty on the ice and it's more for the art. But I think for men, at least for me as a skater, I love the jumps and I love being an athlete, you know, doing tricks. So,
you know, Brandon, a while back it would have been that quadruple jumps were something that nobody could do. People do them all the time now. Do you imagine that pretty soon we'll be talking about quintuple jumps, that's coming?
There could be, maybe.
Yeah.
It's definitely a quintuple would be tough. I mean, I'm wicked fast at rotating, but I haven't got the. Maybe I should try one. Let you know.
Please, would you call me? Let me know.
But yeah, definitely. I don't know. It's interesting to see that a new quad's been done, and let alone by me, and you know, for future generations to come, and how I can inspire, you know, new skaters, and I don't know, inspire maybe the sport to take another step. You know, push the sport a little.
Another leap.
Yeah, another leap. That's what it's all about. I'd love to leave like a little bit of a legacy and push the sport.
Well, Brandon, we'll be watching. Congratulations again.
Thank you so much. Thanks for your time.